Interactive workshops focusing on child agricultural injury prevention are scheduled throughout the U.S., and I talked with spokesperson Marcia Salzwedel, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.
Let me say that growing up on farms is something that is very good for children. We do want kids to live and to grow up and to work on farms. What we really want, though, is we want them to be safe while they're doing that, because we do know that farms are a very dangerous place. They can be very hazardous. It's one of the most hazardous industries in the U.S. We know about every 3 days a child dies in an agriculture-related incident. We also know that every day there's 33 children seriously injured.
And a newly updated online tool is providing a clearer picture of injuries and death in agriculture. AgInjuryNews.org enables users to search the largest database of publicly available U.S. agricultural injury and fatality reports, getting a near real-time snapshot of the distribution and nature of trauma incidents, both nationally and locally. Farmers and ranchers represent less than 2% of the population and are dispersed geographically. Agriculture's decentralized nature and diversity of work practices contribute to it being one of the most hazardous occupations and makes injury surveillance difficult. AgInjuryNews.org is helping to standardize the collection and analyses of injury occurring on farms and ranches across the United States. This is David Sparks. Visit our website, aginfo.net.